Mike Webb is following the yellow brick road to the next production in his 29th season as artistic director of Rock Valley College Theaters. He'll open The Wizard of Oz in December as part of what he calls his impossible season. It started when he decided to stage Agatha Christie's very first play, Akhenaten, in his quest to present all the Mystery Queen's works. It calls for a huge cast in several different scenes, a real challenge for his tiny stage.
So I said, well, what other shows should we do in this impossible season? And we started out with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. The last time I did it, I had two camels and 170 on the cast. Well, I always said I would never do Wizard of Oz, but it's the 75th anniversary of the film. This is the only time that I think I would do it. We go a little bit harder with Fiddler on the Roof next. This play still has the same message and soul that it had from the beginning, and then Akhenaten.
Webb's marching orders from the college are to sell a lot of tickets, and he's pleased that all four shows in the season are basically sold out. Before this indoor season ends, Webb will begin work on the outdoor Starlight Theater season in the 1,000-plus-seat Bengt Sjostrom Theater.
The outdoor choices are directed by the audience surveys that we do. We used to do a paper survey, and then we went to an online survey.
He also grabs at special opportunities that arise, such as getting Les Miserables for last summer. Webb is originally from Rockford. He rebuffed opportunities to work in New York after graduate school because he wanted to enliven theater in his own time. Likewise, after a Master of Fine Arts degree from NIU and some professional theater gigs in the Chicago area, Jennifer Thompson also returned to Rockford. She was associate producer of RVC Theaters before becoming admissions director. Now she feeds her theater appetite working with community groups. She's directed and performed with the Main Street Players of Boone County and the Peck Playhouse Theater.
Community theaters nowadays are on the outskirts of the Rockford area. Performing opportunities are still there, and I know a lot of the theaters are still looking for a lot of volunteers and need some help. Some of them are struggling more than others to survive and fill seats.
She says audiences for these groups, including civic theaters in Byron and Beloit, as well as occasional other groups, vary in their support.
It does seem like each one has a group of people who support them wholeheartedly. And of course, there are those regular theater goers in the Rockford area who support live theater no matter where it's at. And that's kind of awesome.
Richard Rather, artistic director of Artists Ensemble Theater based at Rockford University, understands that struggle for support. He was involved with New American Theater in its first season when professional theater was fighting for a foothold locally. Rockford born and raised, Rather went elsewhere to get a theater degree and acted and coached stage combat in various stock and regional theaters and in New York. He and his wife Margaret returned to Rockford to raise their children, and he eventually wound up at NAT again. He was artistic director for a few years and left to help form Artists Ensemble Theater with a cadre of local actors, directors, and other theater artists.
Artists Ensemble Theater is rather interesting because we kind of created it from scratch.
Rather is the only full-time paid employee. He works with the participating artists to determine the plays they want to present, and then he takes the proposal to the nonprofit board to firm up the financial picture. Actors, designers, and support people are paid on a show-by-show basis. Artists Ensemble has a contract with the professional theater union, Actors Equity, requiring roughly 30% of the performers in any season be union members.
We have some really, truly terrific talent in Rockford. It gives me that home base of performers, of artists, designers, actors, and so forth that are right here. And then occasionally we do bring in guest performers from Milwaukee or from Chicago.
They also give Rockford University theater students an opportunity to work with the professional group and begin earning professional credentials. Although Artists Ensemble presents plays that may not be familiar to local audiences, Rather says the troupe aims for stories and characters to which the audience can relate. And he says the quality of their productions is noticed elsewhere.
So many people, they assume, well, that's just the local theater. We'll go and see a big professional theater in Chicago. Our production of Mauritius in 2011 was one of Chicago Stage Style's top 10 shows of the year, including everything in Chicago.
What do these theater people say to appeal to local audiences? RVC's Webb waxes philosophical.
It's almost like theater's kind of its own ministry. These people get together to do these productions that will improve the audience's lives in some capacity, but also change them fundamentally, and to help each other and to get through it together is a really important issue.
Thompson touts the personal benefits of involvement.
A lot of the life lessons I learned about how to be a professional, I learned from the theater. How to meet deadlines, how to follow directions, how to think on my feet. You learn that from theater, and you don't get those kind of life lessons in a lot of other avenues.
Rather offers a simple invitation.
Come and see a show. There are so many people in this area who've never seen a live play. They go to movies all the time, they watch TV all the time, but they've never been to see live theater. And I think that if people were to do that, they would discover something that is incredibly exciting.
I'm Victor Yaling, WNIJ News.